The following program contains moments of exceptional sophistry. Be warned and be cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Cleaning woman Clara Clifford discovered your clean copper clappers kept in a closet were copped by Claude Cooper, the kleptomaniac from Cleveland. Now, is that about it?
Yeah, I'm more relaxed. How about you? Cracking up. we're sort of partial here to the Nick Lowe version. There's plenty of other versions. That was the Rolling Stones. And we're sending that one out with love to Edda Candy. Woohoo! Good evening. I am your ghost, Michael. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine, just as it said at the beginning of the show, after the nifty disclaimer. What does that mean? It means we're probably going to piss some people off, which I live for. What can I tell you? We'll probably get jammed in Saudi Arabia and places like that. It's a living. We got tons and tons and tons of ass-kicking rock and blues the way Mama used to make. You're gonna love it. A lot of different stuff this time, and it's all arranged in a different order than usual. I don't know, I've just been messing around. At least they didn't arrange everything alphabetically. Yeah, that's the way we play it here at GetThePointRadio.com. Because we are America's true pop culture channel. You know that, I know that, the man downstairs knows that, and the people thumping on your ceiling telling you to turn the radio down. They're morons, they don't even know you're listening to the internet. Turn it up, screw them! We're starting off tonight with Sweet Apple.
Up the mountain, but it feels like a pressure. Christmas back in the USSR. Well, the Jilly-Wing girls really knocked me out.
I fly all the time, you know. In fact, I have a nickname in the airport. They call me Random Bag Check. Because I look like a terrorist, you know. In fact, the security guy goes, you should look less threatening when you fly. Less threatening. What am I supposed to do? Walk around holding a balloon and a Hello Kitty lunchbox? I'm going on the fly. How do these freaks get on our airplanes? Can't they tell they're up to no good when they call up to get a seat like you and me? I mean, really. Hello, I'd like to make a reservation. Oh, no, one way. Inside joke. My name, hold on, please. Joe. That's a J as in jihad. O as in overthrow your government.
We'll be right back. who's afraid of flying. I'm just afraid of crashing. That's why my face is whitening and my teeth are gnashing. Jesus, can you save us? I'll become Jehovah's Witness. The stewardess is smiling, but I know she's scared shitless. Who's afraid of dying? I'm just afraid of bleeding. Tears of fear I'm crying. And my mama I am needing. The pilot assures us it's merely an air pocket. Satan, can you save us? I've got a soul I'll hock in. Statistics, statistics I'm not buying. I'd rather cross a street. Newton wasn't lying. Strewn along some runway, washed against some mountain. There are so many other ways. I'd rather go and count them.
the news of a saucer been flying around.
someday I'm gonna rise up. Yes, it is.
Anybody going flying soon? Yeah, well, we're thinking of you. We open the set with Sweet Apple Flying Up a Mountain, which beats flying into a mountain. The Beatles, back in the USSR. Arlo Guthrie coming into Los Angeles. Mr. Dave Attell, which is more respect than he ever got in his life. That was flying. Funny guy. Steve Hunter covered The Byrds' 8 Miles High. That is a song, according to The Byrds, that is not about getting stoned, which is what everybody believes, including a lot of congressmen, bunch of jerks, but it's about flying. Okay, I believe it. It's easier to believe than what John Lennon said about Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Yeah, that was a coincidence, you bet. Loudon Wainwright III, Fear with Flying. The Beatles came back because I just pissed all over John Lennon. How dare I? You know, that's akin to taking your life in your hands. After Imagine came out, which was before most people on the planet were born, I gave it sort of a mediocre review, just one or two of the tunes, in my newspaper column and also on the air. And I heard about that from John Lennon fans forever. Seriously, they chased me to a couple of different radio stations. Hey, it's my opinion. What can I tell you? There were a couple of tracks I didn't like. Oh, well. I like John Lennon. I mean, I play a lot of his music. That was Flyin', Robert Gordon, and Link Wray. Flyin' Saucers Rock and Roll. Ha! That just about encapsulates the entire late 50s, doesn't it? Well, pick up a history book, you'll know. And we closed with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers Learning to Fly. Next up, we're going to encapsulate a half century of phenomenal women rock and rollers, limiting ourselves to merely 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, that math class sure paid off. But first, a word from our fat rabbit.
Mike, go!
And though I'm getting fat, I can still pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
Jim Dandy to the rescue. Go, Jim Dandy.
name is Dooley. He's my guy and I love him truly. He's not good looking, heaven knows, but I'm wild about his crazy clothes. He wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, he wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band. Deep sea fishing in a submarine. We go to drive-in movies in a limousine. He's got a Port Liberty and a 12-foot yacht. Ah, but that's not all he's got. He's got tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, he wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band. Dooley had a feeling we were going to war, so he went out and enlisted in a fighting corps. But he landed in the rig for raising such a storm when they tried to put him in a uniform. He wanted tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, he wanted tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band. Started feeling sick, and he decided that he better make his will out quick. He said,
just before the angels come to carry me, I want it down in writing how to bury me.
A wearing tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, I gave me tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band. Purple Hat Band.
Hey!
Ah, the Magnificent Seven. Laverne Baker opened with Jim Dandy to the Rescue, Susie Quattro, Mama's Boy, Annie Lennox, Eurythmics, not the Eurythmics, just Eurythmics, Belinda, Darlene Love from her latest album, the one produced by little Steve Van Zandt, the classic tune River Deep, Mountain High, Dodie Stevens, she's got those pink shoelaces, and tan shoes, and a polka dot vest, and a big Panama hat with a purple hat band. Oh, I'd like to dress up like that today. I don't even think people dressed up like that 50 years ago. I never saw it. The Bobettes, which makes me think that there's a Bob somewhere. That was Mr. Lee. We're dedicating that to Frank E. with a period Lee, the great, great disc jockey who just retired a couple months ago. Miss you already, pal. And we close the set with the incredibly underrated Cyndi Lauper. Money changes everything. It sure do, folks. Are you thirsty? Have you ever been thirsty? Would you like to be thirsty? Would you like to deal with that thirst? We're going to, but first, what's the matter with my eyes?
Mike, go!
With his googly eyes.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
Got my orange crush.
nation.
What's the word? Pepsi. Anywhere, everywhere. Everybody asks for and drinks Pepsi-Cola for its swinging taste. Pepsi's what's going on, and you know it. So go ahead, spread the word.
Come along. You're in the Pepsi generation. You're in the Pepsi generation.
Out strolling one very hot summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep. In a Hollywood movie, that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, a long-haired, overfed, leaping gnome, could be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was taken to a place.
Take that bird. a place to be together and share a secret laugh, and you know that goes better with Coca-Cola. Things they'll go better with Coke. Now a man and a woman with a love that's so real can even make a bag of peanuts seem like a choicest meal, and you know that goes better with Coca-Cola. Yeah, things go better with Coke. Yes, a man and a woman when they're feeling low need just a little pickup, and I'm sure that everybody knows that things go better with Coca-Cola. Yeah, things go better with Coke. Coke after Coke after Coke.
Yourself, what's the favorite drink of us teenagers?
Shuffle slow, shuffle in haste,
shuffle right up to a fresh, clean taste. Shuffle kind of easy so your feet just drift. Shuffle kind of easy to a quick, refreshing lift. Shuffle to the bottle and open her up. Nothing does it like 7-Up.
Know what the gang likes for a quick, refreshing lift? 7-Up. Everybody likes the fresh, clean taste of 7-Up. It's a real thirst quencher, all right.
Nothing does it like 7-Up, 7-Up. Nothing does it like 7-Up, 7-Up. Nothing else can do what it does for you. Nothing does it like 7-Up.
Nothing does it like 7-Up.
One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble and have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Don't want soda, no bubble gum. You got what I want, just serve me some. Since my baby's been gone, everything's lost. I'm on this kick and I can't get off. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. My woman started me on this spree. I can't find her and she can't find me. She left this morning, said she wouldn't stay. She's been out all night and it's the break of day. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One more nip and make it strong. I got to find my baby, it takes all night long. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer.
When it's gone,
drink, drink, the glasses clink,
making tinkly music till the dawn is breaking.
Clang, clang, who cares a dang?
What's the difference when you're on a spree? Over the teeth, behind the gums, look out, stomach, here she comes.
I have another drink on me. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. Trickle, 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 trickle. Slice of cheese and bite of pickle. Doesn't even cost a nickel now to wash it down. Whoa!
Clink, clink, no more to drink.
I had a cellar full, but now it's gone. Drink, drink, the glasses clink. Like the anvil chorus, and my head is splitting. A breaky, a busty. Oh, brother. Oh, ow. What do I do now? Pink elephants are running after me. Though that stuff was smooth as silk, from now on I'll stick to milk. Nothing else to drink for me.
If you are playing the home version of that last set, I sure hope you're not driving. R.E.M. opened with Orange Crush. Del Shannon, yeah, Del Shannon and the Royal Tones did a real legitimate Pepsi commercial. No kidding. Eric Burdon followed with Spill the Wine. Then Otis Redding showed up Del Shannon with a real Coke commercial. Things go better with Coke. That's Coca-Cola. Cola, friends. And that one's for Neil Young. The Ventures did their version of Tequila. And then we had Fresh Up Freddie do another real commercial, this time for 7-Up. Fresh Up Freddie made the world safe for obnoxious brats like me. I can't even do that voice either. Anton Milburn and his Aladdin Chicken Shackers. No shit, that's their name. That was one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Spike Jones and his City Slickers, clink, clink, another drink. And you think of it as Whiskey Bar, but it was actually written as the Alabama song. It was writ by that guy who did Three Penny Opera, Mac the Knife, Kurt Vile, who was married to James Bond villain and really quite an actress, Lotta Lenya. And just to be accurate here, it was written by Bertolt Brecht. Yep, this is educational radio. This was done by the Doors. Orange Crush, I don't think I've had an Orange Crush in decades. I've had Orange Fanta recently. There used to be an Orange Crush, a Crush International factory, a couple of blocks east of a radio station I worked at in Evanston, Illinois. It's a great station. It was an amazing building because it said out in front, Crush International, the bottling plant. And it always made me think about The Man from U.N.C.L.E. because the villains were from Thrush, and that was short for Thrush International. So, you know, I giggled every time I walked by the place, which wasn't very frequently, but every once in a while, my car wasn't working or whatever, and I had to walk to the Great Chicago L, which was, over a mile hike. But I was young and energetic and stupid as shit. We're going to get personal with the next set, but first, we're going to once again prove to you that bad taste need not taste bad.
Mike, go!
You suck, Mr. Peabody's cock!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio!
Tired of racing blindly around the track.
upside down, and the new word to have is revolution. People don't even want to hear the preacher spill or spiel, because God's whole thought has been thoroughly peaked, and America is now blood and tears instead of milk and honey. The youngsters who were programmed to continue woke up one night digging Paul Revere and Nat Turner as the good guys. America stripped for bed, and we had not all yet closed our eyes. The signs of truth were tattooed across our often intimate. We learned to our amazement the untold tale of scandal. Two long centuries buried in a musty vault, hosed down daily with a gagging perfume. America was the illegitimate daughter of the mother country, whose legs were then spread around the world, and a rapist known as freedom, free doom. Democracy, liberty, and justice were revolutionary code names that preceded the bubbling, 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 bubbling in the mother country's crotch. What does Webster say about soul? All I want is a good home and a wife and a children and some food to feed them every night. After all is said and done, build a new route to China if they'll have you. Who will survive in America? Who will survive in America? Who will survive in America? Who will survive in America?
Have you noticed how at the end of this century, so many things that give us pleasure are illegal, immoral, non-dietetic, and non-PC?
Ooba, 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 ba, 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 ooba. Ooa, 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 wa, 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 ooa. Ooba, 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 ba, 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 ooba.
So many things that give me a thrill are illegal.
So many things that give me a thrill are immoral. So many things that give me a thrill are non-dietetic and non-PC. No more fun. They're closing up the loopholes of life. No more fun. They're closing up the loopholes of life. I feel like a pot-sniffing dog is sniffing at my soul. I'm gonna laugh and party and organize. Think globally, have fun locally, and organize. Living well is the best revenge. Don't mourn, just organize. Ooba, 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 ba, 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 ooba. Ooa, 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 wa, 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 ooa. Ooba, ba, ba, ooba, ba, 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 ooba. So many things that give me a thrill are illegal. So many things that give me a thrill are immoral. So many things that give me a thrill are non-dietetic and non-PC. No more fun.
They're closing up the loopholes of life.
No more fun.
They're closing up the loopholes of life.
I'm going out in a blaze of leaflets. I'm going out in a blaze of leaflets. I'm going out in a blaze of leaflets. Yeah!
Safe from long hair.
farewell to the gangsters. We don't need them anymore. We've got the police force. They're the ones who break the law. He's got a gun and he's a hater. He shoots first, he shoots later.
Thank you.
and the chrome is too soft.
The Tedeschi Trucks Band. They're misunderstood, and no, that's not from their upcoming album. We hope to have it here next week with a little bit of luck. Kanye West followed with Who Will Survive in America? The Thugs followed with They're Closing Up the Loopholes of Life. Ain't that the truth? Philokes continued with I Kill, Therefore I Am. The Who announced that they're not going to take it. Frank Zappa followed with the musical question, Who Are the Brain Police? And Neil Young, even though I just kind of slandered him a bit, he closed our set along with Crazy Horse, They're Fucking Up. Which brings us to tonight's big babbling rant. Bet you could see this one coming. Our president, Barack Obama, who's done all kinds of interesting things the past 7 years, and really interesting things the last year, decided how he was going to spend the final year of his presidency. He's going to just reform the gun laws just a teensy tiny bit, which, of course, drove all those guys with tiny little penises to say, Obama's trying to take our guns away. As if that were even possible, if that were his intent. If that were his intent, trust me, he would not have advocated for terms that over 90% of Americans support, that the majority of Republicans support, that the majority of the NRA support. Well, the members, not the board. The board's running around acting like as if they were just castrated with a cattle prod. How many kids is it going to take? How many adults is it going to take? How many people is it going to take dead on the ground before we do anything about this situation? I'll tell you, as of this airing, over 120 people have been killed by guns in America so far this year, and the first broadcast of this show is January 10th. For the record, I believe in the right to bear arms. I believe in the right to self-defense. I believe in sanity. I don't believe in not doing background checks. I don't believe in selling guns to terrorists. So, President Obama, bless you, sir. Bless you. As always, your mileage may vary. You're entitled to your informed opinion. I am Mike Gold. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine, right here on GetThePointRadio.com. We shall be back next week, same batshit time, same batshit channel. Taking us home tonight, the legendary Detroit band, the MC5. See you next week, folks.
Heart going boom, stop it, feel it. And our heroes rode painfully into the sunset and toward their next hair-raising adventure. Be sure to be with us next time for further adventures of
Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
You bet my sweet ass.
Get the Point Radio.